for standing one up, and Rashford waited and scores. And in all probability, that is the match winner.
Welcome to EPL 1300.
Again, slides it through. Lacazette, Alisson goes to ground. Lacazette! To keep control of the ball, to spin and curl it into the corner. Arsenal are level at 1-1 with 9 minutes remaining.
Lexington's only show covering the English Premier League.
Brighton for Chilwell again. And Gray! Goal for Leicester City!
And the perfect tribute for their former chairman who died so tragically a week ago. And just look at the collective celebration, players and supporters alike.
Now, here's the hosts of EPL 1300, Lauro, Colin and Mickey.
Well, welcome. EPL 1300, back. The A-team, back together again.
Nah, 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 nah.
Was that the A-team song?
I think so.
I thought he was just you clearing his throat.
You have been doing impressions that have been horrible. You've been doing songs now that are horrible. Get it together, dude.
I think horrible is my thing.
I'm speechless. Hi, Collie.
What's up, Laro?
Mickey.
Laro.
That's better. That is good. All right. We missed last week.
We did.
We were not here last week. So we have a lot to catch up on this week. And there's a lot going on.
So much soccer.
It's almost like baseball season's over or something, and now everybody went, okay, we're playing soccer now.
Yeah.
We got EPL, obviously, going on. Champions League. MLS playoffs.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff going on.
Loads.
So let's start with the most recent, which Tuesday and Wednesday, yesterday, would be Champions League. And some interesting results in Champions
League. Yeah, some great games in the Champions League. Number one is that Tottenham Hotspur, Spurs. They got a win.
Yes. I think... You were here, right? I showed you the score.
Yes.
During the game. It was 1-0. Yeah, they were down. Yeah. And I went, oh.
They went 1-0 down after 2 minutes at home. A fella called De Jong scored for PSV Eindhoven.
And then
the main man looks to be back, which is great news for Spurs. Harry Kane.
This is me taking a deep breath, a serious.
He got 2 goals, 78 minute, but that's a long time from the second minute. So it took him 76 minutes to equalize, and then he got another goal in the 89th minute. It was fantastic.
PSV's keeper, to be fair, played standing on his head most of the time. He was making some pretty good stops. Yeah.
Yeah, but that goes with what's been happening to Spurs all season. I think that they've been unlucky with some goalkeeping issues of their own, and then they've been not being able to put the ball in the back of the net. And the fact that it has to be Harry at the end of the day, who hasn't been scoring lately either, who gets in and scores 2 goals, that's 12 goals
in 14 appearances.
Yeah, 14 Champions League appearances. Right. So, yeah, it's good. It's still not fantastic for where they're standing. I think they still got to win the next 2 games to have a chance to get through.
They for sure have to win the next one against, I believe it's against Roma. And then they've got to...
Inter Milan.
Inter Milan. And then they've got to pull at least a point off of Barcelona. And then I think they would get through.
Yeah, so that's not an easy task.
Not an easy task
so at all. Barcelona are on 10 points. Inter Milan are on 7. And Spurs are on 4. And Inter Milan drew with Barca in the San Siro on Tuesday night as well, which was a good result for anybody.
Yeah.
I believe Messi was still out for that, and Barcelona are in flying form at the moment. A chap called Malcolm scored their goal, and then Icardi, who's a fantastic player, keep your eyes out for that chap, Icardi, he's absolutely fantastic. He scored a goal on the 87th minute. Huh. So that was another good nail-biter.
Yeah.
Absolute nail-biter. The other result that stands out for us in this is Liverpool. They went to Red Star Belgrade and lost 2-0.
Yeah, that's a kind of a shocking result, honestly.
Yeah, a very shocking. I think it was all the travel. They're a bit tired. I'm just. I tell you, what, I got to address the fact that, and this is to Jeff San, who commented on the Facebook. What was I thinking about the 4-1 loss that Liverpool were going to lose to Cardiff City, and they went there and they trashed them 4-1.
Yeah.
It was an outside bet, like, you know what I mean? I never said it was a stone cold winner, you know, but these are the things. Maybe this is when the schedule caught up with them a little bit.
It could trip. Be. We've talked a lot about this during the season, these games, and they're playing EPL and then they're playing Champions League and then they're doing this and travel and all this stuff. It's hard.
Yeah. And Klopp said that they struggled to find their mojo on that trip, on that
well game. Said.
So yeah, that could be a bit of the travel stuff, because 9 out of 10 games, Liverpool are going to beat Red Star Belgrade. Yes. They're the better team. And some that's soccer, like, just...
It happens.
Like any given Sunday.
Right.
That group, Liverpool's group, is just a cluster. It's 6 points to Napoli, 6 points to Liverpool, 5 to PSG, and 4 to Red Star.
Yeah.
So anybody can come out of that one at this point.
Everybody's playing for everything. And as you know, Napoli are a great team, and so are PSG. So we'll see where that all goes forward for them. It's interesting couple of weeks, though, because normally in the Champions League group stages, there's one clear team at the top that are kind of beating everybody, and you're going, they're great. But nearly all of them have, apart from obviously Barca, are closer in terms of who can go through.
Yeah.
And like United proved that again last night when they went to Juve, who previously beat them at Old Trafford and won 2-1 with a last-minute goal. Ronaldo opened the scoring with a great volley.
Whoa.
Then Juan Mata scored a great free kick as well towards the end of the game, and in the 89th minute the ball was bundled over the line into the net, really. And United were lucky to get the win there. But a lot of the commentators, again, Mourinho, you know, he was on the field. He was on the field holding his holding his hand up to the ear.
Yeah.
Saying, where is your booze now? What are you cheering at previously? Because when he was with Inter Milan, he won the treble with Inter Milan, and that's obviously one of Juve's biggest rivals.
Mm-hmm.
And he also won the Champions League with Inter Milan as well. So he was just giving them a bit of stick back, and the fans in Turin did not take warmly to that.
He's a brave man, Mourinho.
Ah, yeah.
He's brave. He doesn't care.
But, like, From what happened a couple of weeks ago, where the Chelsea physio or statistician got out in the front and he was waving, gesticulating, I think is what it's called.
Yes, it is.
In front, and then he gets out and goes, no worries on this guy, because I know I'm going to do the exact same next week. So it'd be a real hypocrite if I called someone to task for that.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, there's some absolute whoppers there. Manchester City hammered Shakhtar Donetsk 6-0 last night as well. And that's a... Jesus scored a hat-trick, which included 2 penalties. So I wouldn't call that a real penalty, a real hat-trick. It's given to you on a plate.
It's a goal. It's a goal. Hat-tricks are 3 goals. He scored a goal.
Scored 3 goals.
Yeah. I'm just saying the penalty. It's a goal.
No, but 2 penalties.
2 penalties.
So so Sterling scored a goal. He could have been given 2 penalties and he'd get a hat-trick. You know,
That's right. That's exactly right. It's the way it works.
All right.
By the way,
a given hat trick.
A fake hat trick.
Yeah.
By the way, Man City, who's top of the table right now in the EPL?
City are.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. I'm just saying. Here we go again.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many points will they win it by this year?
We'll get to that later.
Real won 5-0 away to Victoria Pleasant. And then Group H, you got Valencia, Young Boys, United, and Juventus. Juventus. And that's getting tighter as well, a lot tighter. And United don't look like they're going to go straight through in that unless they get 2 more results as well. They really got to pull it out. They're on 7 points. Valencia are on 5. Juventus are on 9, but United have to go away to Valencia, to the Mestalla, which is no easy task. It's a great stadium, fantastic crowd.
You've been there.
I have actually been there. I was there, but I was there like during the summertime. We just did a stadium tour. Didn't get to see a game, unfortunately.
Mm.
But yeah.
Cool.
Great area. Young boys aren't going to be a factor at all, but it's Valencia and United. United can actually overtake Juventus, though, as well.
Yeah. It's so funny that we're going through all these teams, and the biggest teams in the world.
Yeah. Shakhtar Donetsk. Juventus. Yeah, well, Man United.
Yeah,
they all sound Donetsk. Cool.
Yeah, they are. Barca.
Yeah.
Juventus.
Young boys.
That's what I mean.
Red I love Star, the fact Belgrade.
That, I love the fact that there's a team in the Champions League called Young Boys. Have we ever talked about that?
The history of?
Yeah. I mean, we haven't talked about the history. I know we've mentioned it and made fun of it. Yeah, no,
we have.
Stuff.
We have. Just briefly, like, nothing fun.
Just
nothing over the top.
Just weird.
Yeah. Let's just leave it there. Okay. All right. On to the...
All right. So now we have the next round of games is in a couple weeks, right?
I think it's next week, isn't it?
Is it back again next week? Let's see, fixtures.
Yeah, I'm checking now.
Tuesday, November 27th, Wednesday, November 28th.
Yeah, so it's a couple of weeks away, you're right.
And I'm looking over the games, Real Madrid and Roma.
That's a huge game.
Juve and Valencia. Man United taking on those very same young boys. Spurs, Inter, and obviously Spurs have to win that game. They'll both have 7 points if they beat Inter. And then whatever happens with Barca's will happen.
But Spurs are away for that game.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they're away for both the last two, are they not? Or did they play?
Yeah, Barca and Inter both played at Wembley. Because remember, the field was in terrible condition, terrible one condition. Of them, and but they got a lot to do there, Spurs. I don't know if they it'd be like a miracle for them to pull
but we've
off.
Talked about it would even be better for them, forget the Champions League, just get back to EPL. they're in fourth in the on the table now,
but
so they're not playing
to,
well
they'd have to go on a run basically nearly unbeaten for the rest of the season, I reckon. Because you can't see City, if City go and start getting their groove back.
Oh, I'm not talking about winning EPL.
Well, what's the point in taking part if you're not going to win it?
Oh, here we go. Who are you, Tiger?
But no, but you don't.
I'm just saying, no, they're not winning the Champions League. Nobody is, except Man City. I'm saying that
Man City,
right now.
The Premier League or the Champions
League? The Premier League.
Okay, the Premier League. Okay.
I'm talking about what we want to do is get back in the champ, but we want to finish top four.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's totally fair.
Okay. All right. So now am I supposed to root against Spurs? I want them out so they can be healthy. I'm confused, golly. I don't know what's going on.
You always
on.
Want your team to win, no matter what.
I know.
You always,
I know.
Except for when the spreads.
I got upset during Matthew and Mikey yesterday when I showed Sean that they were down 1-0. But if I really think about it, it wouldn't be the end of the world. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
They have a very tough road in the Champions League.
There's always the Carabao Cup.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And there's the Europa Cup. If they come out, they finish third, they go straight
in. Yeah, they drop into Europa
Cup. And which, like, it's not a bad league because, you know, I'd have won it 2 years ago. And I'm pretty sure if you win it, it gives you an automatic qualification for the
Champions.
So it would add an extra Champions League spot into the Premier League, which means top
five.
Yeah. Or if we had an English winner, it might add the next one. So you could have six.
Ooh. All right. Again, my head's exploding. All right. And so anything else left with Champions League? I think we're done.
Loads. Absolutely loads. Yeah, you can keep on going.
I know, but.
Look, the front runners are obviously Barca. No one's really looking past them at the moment. But just you can never sleep on the German teams, any of the German teams, because you just don't know how good they're going to be.
Right.
They don't get that much exposure, really. Bayern Munich and Dortmund are always got fantastic teams. So
there's a lot of they're televised. All the Bundesliga games are on.
Yeah, they're on Fox, is it?
Sports, yeah.
Fox Sports, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's high quality football, and you got a couple of German players or a couple of USA players in the German league as well. So it's good watching.
Yeah.
It's good watching.
All right. Let's take a break.
We will.
How about that?
Okay.
And then when we come back, we will talk about
Premier League.
From last weekend's
Premier League games.
Correct.
Yeah. There's a rake load of great games there.
A what?
A rake load of great games.
Huh. This is one of the reasons I love being around Kali. I always hear something I haven't heard before.
Okay.
Can you fit a lot of games on a rake?
Well, it's got all those
depends on the size of the rake.
Good point.
You walked into that one.
Right into the rake. Boom, right in the face. Right. Kali, Mickey, Lauro, it's EPL 1300 on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300 and 92.5. Yeah, okay, all right, okay. I was just looking at some stuff, all right? So I was 5 seconds late coming in. Excuse me.
It's all
Holy
right.
Holy cow. Calm down, Mickey.
Better to be late than never arrive at all.
Thank you, Kali.
A wise man once told me that.
Oh, here we go. I did.
No.
Oh. EPL 1300. All right, we talked Champions League. Now, before we get into the actual EPL, what's been going on, what's coming up, let's talk about some interesting things happening in the world of international football.
Right there. Let's do that.
How's that sound?
Okay. No, works for me.
All right. I'll start.
You're right.
Okay?
Right.
Here we go. Every time I watch United play, Martial has been great this season. Would you say that?
No.
Okay. Let's move on to the next.
No, I know what you're prefacing here.
Yeah.
And I got to disagree with it. I think that, well, just tell us what's happening here. Martial is.
All right. Man U is going to offer him, he's 22, by the way, a 5-year deal. And here we are in our ESPN studios here. And we've all seen Bryce Harper just turn down $300 million for 10 years and basketball guys. And this is how it is in the world of soccer. He's 22, a 5-year deal worth £190,000, which is what? Like $220,000 or more.
Oh, no, it's about, about 260.
Is it that big a difference?
I think it's 70 to 1 at the minute.
Okay.
So 70, all right, 70 pence.
We'll keep it in pounds here.
Okay.
£190,000 a week.
All right.
For 5 years to keep him at Manchester United.
What's that, Sean?
It's somewhere around about nine and a half million, somewhere around there.
Carry the one. Here, wait. I'm good at this stuff. It's, to be exact, 9 million. 880,000.
So near 10 million a year.
Look at Rain Man over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm an excellent driver.
So 900 a year.
Almost 10 million pounds per year.
Yeah. And the Queen will get half of that.
Okay. So he gets 5 million.
That's taxation with representation.
Let's not get into
I don't know what she does. Well, yeah.
Well, she's the queen, and she deserves.
Well, it's just you pay the queen ceiling or whatever.
Have you seen Buckingham Palace? You know what it takes to up the upkeep for Buckingham Palace?
Way too much.
I mean,
way
come on, they need it.
But she gets he gets half of that, so five. So he's looking at £25 million
over the
back pocket over 5 years.
Right.
So that's probably
which takes him to the age of 27.
So that's probably 30. Let's say $34 million.
Yeah,
that's not bad. But that goes back to, right, so striker Anthony Martial, he's not a star at the moment.
Right.
I think they're trying to hold on to him because he has the
potential
and the capabilities to be a star.
Right.
Now he plays and he scores goals on every kind of third goal, and he scored some important goals.
Yes.
But he's not someone that, at the moment, that you can say, let's pin all our hopes on that and build a team around him. Right. And that's...
I see what you mean.
Whose fault is that, though? Is that on him or is that on Mourinho? Because Mourinho has not used him well.
Well, you could say
leading up to this season.
You could say the same about Marcus Rashford. I put the two of them in the same boat.
Agree.
And maybe that's because they had like Ibrahimovic there the year before, mm-hmm. and then they got Lukaku up front, and they try and play kind of. It looks like they're playing a bigger man up front, and then trying to play two wing forwards. Yeah. Kind of running off him and coming down the wings and all. So they're not really, they're not the main, what we would call a number nine, like right in the middle there and the center focus of the team.
Right.
So, I don't know.
But
does he have the ability to do it? Yeah. Did other clubs want to come in for him? Yeah. Will he go back to France? It's a possibility. So United are probably trying to do good business by holding on to him, but that is a gamble. Because he goes hot and cold so often that he could get this money and sign the contract. And then he mightn't turn out to be the best player.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and it's 35 million over.
You know what, though? That's true of most of these guys.
Yeah.
That's the gamble with most of them. And some of them turn out, and some of them don't.
Yeah.
So, Man U has the money to do it, obviously.
Well.
No?
I don't know. Who else do the Glazers own over here?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Do they still own? I think they have the Lightning as well.
They did, yeah.
So, I mean, how are they? Are they flush with money?
I think they're doing okay for themselves.
No, I'm not talking about... I mean, like the
teams themselves.
The teams out there.
Yeah, well, because of TV contract.
The Lightning are, and the Bucks are pulling that NFL TV money.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Their franchise is worth $2 billion or something.
Yeah.
So,
no,
anyway.
United used to be, like, the richest club in the world, and they had, like... When they were at the top, they had great success, and they were always flowing, like cash flow, no problem, mm-hmm. selling jerseys all over the world. And I don't mean this in a bad way, but you go to Asia, Africa, and a lot of third world countries, you used to see United jerseys everywhere you went. Now you see Barcelona jerseys everywhere you go. Barca and Real. And you actually see a lot of Liverpool ones in Southeast Asia as well. But the thing is that United effect, where they're on the crest of the wave, that was all. A lot of it was driven by Beckham back in the day, and the amount of shirts they used to sell off his back was unreal.
Right,
but the stars were Messi, Ronaldo. Juve shirts have gone through the roof.
Yeah.
So, but all these, you're forgetting about the billions of people that watch soccer in the in Asia, in Africa, etc. Right.
So Man U isn't what it used to be.
Yeah, so the cash flow isn't there to the same extent as what it was. So they're not as rich as they were.
Yeah.
They're still not in bad places. But.
No. All right. Let's see. Okay.
Just about your Spurs are actually looking at getting, well, one of them. He hasn't really done much.
He hasn't.
Fernando Llorente is looking to get out there. He'll probably leave in... January, mm-hmm. go back to Spain. He hasn't done anything.
And he's 33 years old.
That's a good move for him.
It is.
You know, it's a good move for the Spurs as well.
We want him to be happy. We like people to be happy, don't we?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then something a little bit closer to home. Mexico are considering appointing the former Watford boss. Turning America. Watford boss. I can't get this name. Is that Kike Sanchez?
I guess.
Q-U-I-Q-U-E, Kike?
I think that's Kike,
I would say.
Okay, well, I apologize if I didn't pronounce that right. But
if you're listening,
yeah, the Q-U in Spanish is always a hard K. It's not a Qui.
Okay.
just saying.
That's our linguistics expert.
And I don't mean to keep on harping on about
Spurs, away.
But when are they going to get the field sorted out? When are you going to be back to White Hart Lane?
I was just reading that the rest of the league is not terribly thrilled that it's taken so long and that they're having to play on the Wembley pitch when it's in terrible shape after having the NFL games played on it.
Horrible. Yeah. I saw a thing this morning, too. I'll see if I can find it again. There's a team, because FA Cup is also starting. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's ongoing. But.
There is a team that I've never heard of. I'm sure Colleen knows who it is. That are running an ad campaign that they are the only team on White Hart Lane. apparently they play in some tiny little stadium on White Hart Lane.
I don't know.
Do you know who this is?
I don't have a clue.
I got to find it.
There's a good bit of trivia, though. It's a great trivia.
Did you see it, too?
Yeah, I saw it just a few minutes ago. I got to go back Twitter. And find it.
It looks like it's not going to be ready till start of March, end of Feb. So, and that was...
brutal.
Yeah.
Haringey Borough.
Thank you. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
They are playing AFC Wimbledon.
Yes.
In the first round. Haringey Borough versus AFC Wimbledon, and they're playing at Coles Park in Tottenham. And they're pushing it hard that they're the only team in White Hart Lane.
Their business address is White Hart Lane, I think, or something. I mean, and they're saying we're the only team here. I love that.
Yeah,
I think it's funny.
I found the story in the first paragraph. Great. They're one of only a few clubs in the top seven tiers of English football to hand out free season tickets. They have a midfielder who has played against Luka Modric. And 5 years ago, they attracted a crowd of just 17 to a league match.
They're top of the pops.
So they're great.
Top of the popamus.
We got to get behind these folks.
What's their name?
Haringey Borough.
Haringey Borough. All right. Okay.
I'm going to send an email to that club and tell them that we're on board with them.
They're going to have a club record of around 2,500 fans in as they play AFC Wimbledon, who are four leagues above them.
Yes. Cool. They're going down.
AFC Wimbledon, who used to change to the MK Dons. Do you know the story about Wimbledon? And
no.
So in the 1990s, there was a team called Wimbledon FC, which is where the Wombles are from. Do you know the Wombles? No. Did you ever hear the Wombles?
No.
Okay. Well, that's a backstory, right?
What is the Wombles?
They were like...
a singing group?
They're like the Teletubbies of the 80s or something like that. Or the 70s even. Like
no, they, I know the Wiggles.
No, it's before the Wiggles.
Oh, okay. All right.
And they had a song, Remember Where the Wombles Wombling Along.
Great. Anyway, now that's in my head. Okay.
So Wimbledon, great team. Huge fan base, but they never really had a home. They used to share it with Selhurst Park with Crystal Palace.
Oh.
And at the same time in the 90s, both Wimbledon and Crystal Palace played in the same ground while they're playing in the Premier League. So obviously that a lot of fixture troubles, all this stuff and whatever. So Wimbledon got relegated, and there's a place called Milton Keynes, which is about 100 miles away from... about 100 miles away from London, which is where Wimbledon is.
Right.
And they said, right, we're gonna relocate the team to Milton Keynes and call them MK Dons. Wimbledon, their name was the Dons.
Hold on.
No, I'm not holding on for that. It's terrible. Okay.
That's the Wombles.
Yeah, it is the Wombles.
Okay, I'm looking at a video. They're marching around with tubas. Oh, awesome. Okay. All right, cool.
All right.
I love this. All right.
So they moved from Milton, from Wimbledon up to Milton Keynes. And there was at one stage, actually, their manager was a guy called Joe Kinnear, and he was Irish. And there was talk of them putting the team in Dublin. So it'd be the Dublin Dons, and they'd play in the Premier League from Dublin. Everybody in Ireland was going, yeah, fantastic. Oh, yeah. But you'd basically have no... Wimbledon supporters or MK Don supporters or whatever Dublin Don called. Supporters,
right?
Because everyone would be supporting their other teams and just going to those games. But they'd have full stadiums every week.
Yeah.
So that was the kind of thing to go to Milton Keynes, which is a new kind of town. So they moved up, and none of the supporters wanted to follow them anymore. So the supporters started another team from scratch called AFC Wimbledon.
Oh.
And they replaced them, and they started in the bottom league, because you got to start off from scratch, and they've worked all their way up. And I think I think
they're in League 2. They may be in League 1 now, but they're definitely
League 2
at least
or League
2.
1. So in the last, it take them a long time, but it's taken them 15 years or so.
Right.
But they've gone from the very bottom of the Conference League or whatever, and then grown all the way
back.
And they're trying to get up.
Right, so higher. Now I feel bad that I'm rooting against them.
Well.
I have a dilemma here.
Nah, there's no dilemma there. Don't worry about it. No. I wouldn't care that much, but it's a good story.
That's a great story.
Same thing happened, just harping back to the Glazers. When the Glazers took over Manchester United, so to become the majority shareholder, any fans used to be able to own a share,
mm-hmm.
and then it became a private company instead of a public company. And a lot of fans went and started Salford United. Salford is an area in Manchester. And it was backed by Ryan Giggs, David Beckham, Nicky Butt, Paul Scholes, and the two Neville brothers, who were like the young stars of United in the 1990s. And they started in the lower leagues as well. And now they're coming up, and their fan base has grown huge because of the names that are associated with it. And they're doing really well as well. And they're, I think they're in League Two at the moment, but they're getting bigger and bigger. And
what's, what name is, who are they?
Salford United.
Okay.
So there's a great documentary, and I think it's on Prime or Netflix now, and it's called The Class. It's out about 3 years. It's called The Class of 92,
okay,
which was those players that I've just mentioned. They came through the United youth system together,
right,
and they won the FA Youth Cup, which is a big thing. Mm-hmm. And then they progressed on to be the best players that United had and the best players, and it was all homegrown talent,
right,
which is massive. Imagine if you
could. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. Great story.
And for the record, MK Dons are second in League Two, second from the top.
Yeah.
AFC Wimbledon is second from the bottom in League One.
So there's, look how close they are.
Yeah.
Imagine if they played like they're in the same league every time they had a big rivalry.
So cool.
It looks like they're going to cross paths one up, one down this
season. I love
this
season. All right. We'll take a break and we'll come back and we will get to the English Premier League. Last week, what's coming up?
Let's do it.
My Spurs sit in fourth place in the table. All right. Collie, Mickey, and me. EPL 1300, ESPN Sports Radio, 1392.5. All right. We've talked Champions League. We've talked gossip and stories and history, which I love. I love that stuff. Good on you, Collie. You're a font of knowledge.
I thought you were going to use a different word that begins with S there for a second.
All right.
Smartness?
Yeah, smartness. Yeah,
that's the word I was looking for. Let's go back to Saturday past and catch up a little bit.
Okay, cool.
Right? That's excellent. What we're going to do.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Great win for your Spurs on the road. I'm not going to talk about Spurs too much. I think we've talked about them enough already.
Yes, we have.
Spurs beat Wolverhampton Wanderers, the Wolves, 3-2 away, and it was a great win at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Happy with the result?
Yes, I am.
I liked seeing Lamella and Mora both get on the board.
Yeah.
In addition to Harry.
Okay, good stuff.
Harry's back, by the way. Okay. All right.
Arsenal and Liverpool played out a good game. It was a strong game, and it was 1-1, which was a fair result, which shows how much Arsenal have grown, and they're getting stronger and stronger as the season progresses. And shout out to the Gooner, Todd Davis.
Yeah, I think that Emery guy's going to be all right.
Yeah, so he's getting them organized, and they're defensively more cohesive, and they're getting a lot better. They still obviously have those skillful, tactful players, and they can pass the ball beautifully, but they're getting a little bit more organized in defense, and people are working a little bit better.
Right.
Lacazette scored again, and I think that's his sixth or seventh goal in the Premier League this season, so it's really pushing on for Arsenal from that perspective.
They're fifth, I believe, now. So, okay.
And that, unfortunately for Liverpool, that drops them down to that's the 2 points they needed to stay level with City, and
right.
When you play a big team like that, that's when you start to drop down. City still have a lot to go, though. But as we said, they're on top now. They got their nose in front. They could go all the way to the wire.
All the way.
All the way. West Ham played Burnley and won 4-2. That was a ding-dong of a game. I watched that one. It was fantastic. It was. It was like West Ham had a number of chances. Burnley had a number of chances. It was 2-1 to West Ham, then Burnley equalised, and then West Ham went on and won the game 4-2. And it was a good game. West Ham were at home, and they really needed it. Chicharito scored in the 92nd minute, and Felipe Anderson, the Brazilian, who looked very, very good, scored in the 84th minute as well for West Ham. So that was what got them the win. But Burnley could have actually went 3-2 ahead in the last 5 minutes. It was last 10 minutes. It was a great game.
Now, it was nice to see Burnley actually play a good game. They've not looked good at all this year.
No, they're sitting
15th.
Yeah, from where they were last year when they're sitting in the top seven, you know, yeah. It's just the way it goes. But Bournemouth have kind of taken over that mantle this year. I take it. Newcastle got a win.
How about Newcastle?
Newcastle.
Pulled themselves out of the relegation zone.
Yes, for now. They have.
On goal differential.
On goal differential. But they're way ahead on goal differential.
Yeah.
Huddersfield is 16, minus 16 in goal differential. And Newcastle's now minus 7. So.
Yeah, and Benitez, a little bit happier after that, the coach, Rafa Benitez, who I think is fantastic.
Yeah,
but
I like
him. He's like, this is what we can do. Because Watford, remember, aren't a bad side at all. Not a bad side. So if Newcastle can get a few... There's so much money invested in Newcastle at the moment. A guy called Mike Astley, who owns Sports Direct over there. If they can hold on, they'll climb out. But look who's sitting at the bottom of the league table.
Oh, boy.
You're Huddersfield, 6 points. Cardiff City, 5 points. And Fulham, 5 points. Fulham look like they're going to sack their manager at the minute.
Yeah. By the way, Huddersfield, that was last year I picked them to win the EPL. Not this
I know, yeah, but you still have a soft spot for them, let's be honest.
I do.
Everton picked up another great win, 3-1 at home against Brighton and Hove Albion.
Two more goals for Richarlison. He is at or near top of the league in goals.
I don't know. I'm
trying to find the stats.
Okay. Leicester City, after this is probably the biggest thing, and I'd like to take a little bit of time just to talk about this for a minute. Leicester City won 1-0 in honor of their fallen, I suppose, owner, really. Give me a second to try and pronounce this guy's name. But for anyone out there who doesn't know, a couple of weeks ago, the Leicester City helicopter was flying into before the game, and had the owner, how do you say it?
It's a very difficult.
There's 30 letters.
I will give it a go. Vichai Sirivandarapa. Vichai Sirivandarapa.
Yes.
And another four people lost their lives on the 27th of October flying into the game. So this is the first time they've played since then. There was he brought them to that winning the Premier League a couple of years ago. So it was very emotional. Leicester team that went out there and they won 1-0 in honour of him. So it was very good. It was very good for them to do that.
It was hard to watch.
Yeah, the actual players were in tears and stuff because he treated them so well and looked after them brilliantly.
And it's Leicester. I mean,
yeah.
So,
yeah, he was a hero there for 2015 season.
Well, he went in and he bought the club and then he said, I'm going to try and win the league with him. And he pumped money into it and he won the league.
At 5,000 to one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very, very emotional, but good. Good for them.
Manchester United picked up another win. 2-1 away to Bournemouth. Bournemouth actually took the lead after 11 minutes and then the boy Martial scored a goal in the 35th minute. And,
see, he's worth it.
Rashford scored the winner on the 92nd minute. He's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So United have picked up three wins in their last five games in the Premier League, and they're starting to climb their way back up there. They're too far away to do anything in terms of challenging City, but they have City this weekend. So that could be, if they get a win against them, they pump up, they're only 4 or 5 points behind, and that would be great for the rest of the league as well if they can beat City. I'd say Chelsea, Liverpool and Spurs are praying that United get a result against them here.
Chelsea beat Crystal Palace 3-1 on Sunday, and Man City, 6-1, Southampton.
Southampton are terrible.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I've never, they just don't play with anything, and they have one of my favourite Irish players, Shane Long, plays for them, but they're just... You know, they're just, I don't know, they're absolutely terrible. But God loved them going against that City side.
Yeah.
They're absolutely fantastic.
All right.
And then that was a Monday game as well.
Right.
Your Huds.
The Huds.
Beat Fulham 1-0.
Good result for them.
Great result. That's a 6-pointer.
Yeah. Of course.
There we go.
It's
Thank you. We're already into the six pointers.
All right. Next. Coming up.
Yeah.
Here we go. By the way, did you see that Barca signed a 13-year-old from their youth academy?
No.
Yeah.
Must be the next Messi.
Yeah, must be amazing.
The next Messi. It's
the next Zion Williamson.
He's not that good yet.
All right. So Saturday.
Saturday, the pick of the week, we've already mentioned, is the Manchester Derby, which is going to be 11:30 kickoff, live in Lyoners, if you want to get down there. But that's a fantastic game.
It's a Sunday match.
Sunday game, sorry. Right. But that's the pick of the weekend.
Yeah.
Easy. It should be a fantastic game.
Saturday, I'm looking through here. Who we got Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday is...
Cardiff and Brighton Hove Albion.
Yeah, that's your early morning game. Go have.
That's a good way to wake up.
I'll go Brighton on that.
Yeah. Yeah, Brighton's a fair team this year.
All right, Huds and West Ham. I'm taking the Huds.
I'm going to go Huddersfield as well.
Yeah, I'm going to go West Ham.
Yeah, of course you are. Leicester hosts Burnley.
Leicester.
Newcastle and Bournemouth.
Draw.
Yeah, Bournemouth's the better side, but Newcastle's at home.
I'll go with that too.
Draw.
Southampton, Watford.
Watford.
Southampton.
Watford. No. You just talked about how hard. I know, yeah,
but you lose 6-1 like everybody, and then you go home.
What are you made of? Let's see what you're made of.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be like UK now when they come out and play their next game.
Play Southern Illinois tomorrow? Okay.
They'll be fantastic.
Or our football team. What do they do at Tennessee?
Yeah. Down in Knoxville.
All right, so I'm still saying Watford.
Yeah,
you're probably right.
Even though I love Shane Long.
Crystal Palace and Spurs. This is a local derby as well. Mm-hmm. Derby, whatever way you say
Derby,
it.
We love
Derby. I reckon Palace are going to do this one.
I would hate to see that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Spurs.
Me too.
Tell you what, this is Zaha's tryout to get onto the Spurs team.
It is, yeah. But I think Crystal Palace is just in a bit of disarray right now, and they're not playing.
That's interesting.
Cohesive,
yeah.
Football.
All right, Sunday. Fulham visits Liverpool. Everton goes to Chelsea. That actually would be a pretty good game.
Everton Chelsea would be a good game. Yeah.
Arsenal hosts my Wolves.
Arsenal going to win that one.
They're getting thrown to the Wolves in that one. See what I did? That was good. And then the late game. Man City, Man U. Whew.
That's a super Sunday Classico.
Yeah, that's when you hold off on watching the American football to watch that one.
If anyone has time, go back through like the last 10 years of City and United games, or 8 years, whatever, since City got good again. And in the last couple of minutes of nearly every one of those games, there's been a late winner, Michael Owen, the Wayne Rooney overhead.
Yep.
That's
the one City of course.
Yeah, absolutely great games. And there's always a bit of niggle in it as well. There'll be people kicking each other, which is always good to see.
Well, it is football.
Yeah, well, you want to see a bit of rough and tough. You want to see
You want to see guys with eyes like yours.
There matters. Actually, on Saturday.
He's got a black eye.
On Saturday down in. I might as well mention all the Irish bars in town. In McCarthy's, there's what we call an old boys for rugby, which is where every rugby player that played with UK or the Blackstones from a number of years goes down, and there's a whole feast of rugby on for the whole day. But they'll have the soccer on down there as well. But if you ever wanted to just hang out and have some beers and listen to some wonderful and weird stories, it's a good place to go
I'm
on
going
Saturday.
With you. I'm going to go with you one day, seriously.
Yeah, well, only happens once
Mickey,
a year.
Mickey, you in?
Sure, yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Hanging around with giant monster men who might beat me up at any time.
All right, so that's what we looked at.
That's it. That's a wrap-up.
That's that. There's no Monday match this week.
All right.
Sorry, there is one more thing that we need to talk about.
Sure.
And that is
MLS.
Columbus Crew, they won 1-0.
Against
the Red Bulls at home. And so it's an aggregate game, home and home, as you say over here.
Very
not
good.
Home and away, where
very
it is
good.
Everywhere else in the world. Columbus are away to New York Red Bulls. If they win that, they go to the conference final. This is a team that was meant to be disbanded, remember?
Yes.
They go to the conference final, and then from there they play the West Conference winners. So best of luck to the Columbus Crew. Gordon, I don't know if you've gone to New York for that one, but cheer on that team. And that game's on at 7:30 on Sunday.
Awesome. That's a great story.
It is.
It really is. All right. Coming up, Thursday night football at 8. Big game, Steelers-Panthers. It's great. Me and Everett on the couch watching his Panthers. Collie?
Who you got in that?
I got the Panthers.
Are the Steelers at the Panthers?
At the Panthers.
I think. I'm not sure. I think it's a home game for Pittsburgh. But yeah,
doesn't matter.
Pittsburgh,
I'm taking
we're getting
the Panthers.
Steelers in that one.
No.
Yeah, Steelers.
I'm taking the Panthers. There's I have 20 to.
20 now on the table. Let's go.
Everett. Everett. It's his team. I got to root for them.
Okay, right.
I don't have to bet. I have to lose money. I just got to root for them. Collie, Mickey, awesome, as always.
Thanks, gents.
See you all next week. It's EPL 1300, ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5.